Keep young and beautiful if you want to be loved. Oh, hello. Wakey, wakey. Finally decided to join the world of the living again. Oh, I'm sure you're mightily confused. Take a moment to settle in and become aware of your current situation. If your eyes exercise all the fat off, if you're seen anywhere with your hat on, oh, yes, I bet this isn't what you expected to happen when I finally agreed to go out with you. But since you still seem a bit confused, let me help explain things to you. You're currently at my place. No, not in my bedroom, as you surely would have preferred, but in my basement. A secret part of my basement, to be more precise. Currently, you can only see the ceiling, but it's very much indicative of the rest of it. I've decorated this little room to be all pink and girly. I hope you like it, because this is your new home. Oh, sorry, hun, I can't understand a word you're trying to say. The gag in your mouth is very effective at what it does. Your cheeks are well filled, and the cock part of it is rather large, as I'm sure you've come to notice by now. Since you're strapped to that table and your head is fixated, you can't see the rest of your body, and you're probably wondering what the sources of your discomfort are. But don't worry, I'll show you. If I press this button, the table you're strapped to will move upright. And there we are, finally locking eyes. Yours filled with confusion and growing anger. Mine filled with glee and anticipation. Hello, prick. Now, let me roll this mirror in front of you so you can finally see what I've done to you while you were out from those pills I slipped in your drink. You look so very pretty today. That's what you always told me at the office. Now I can finally return the compliment. I'm glad the corset fits as well as I hoped it would. You might say it's too tight, if you could say anything at all, that is. But we need to work on that waist of yours, sweetheart. Need to get it into a nice and feminine shape. As you can see, Ninny, your cock is locked inside a tight pink chastity cage. What you can't see is the plug in your arse, though you can probably feel it, right? The wig and the makeup are only improvised, of course. Over time, we'll figure out what suits you best. Your own hair will also grow out eventually. The hair on your head, that is. All your other body hair has been permanently removed and will never grow back. Once we find the perfect makeup for you, we might even tattoo it on so it stays with you for good. We'll make it nice and slutty. That's what you like on women, isn't it, prick? The glued-on breasts are only temporary as well. If the hormones don't get you to grow a nice natural pair, we can always consider a transplant later. How delightful to see you finally try to struggle with all your might. But, fuckwit, that arm binder, leg binder, and additional straps you're restrained with are extremely secure. And the fact that you'll lose muscle mass over time won't exactly increase your chance of escape. By now, even you, nitwit, must have understood. I am turning you into a sissy. I've been planning to do so for a while now. One of the questions likely on your mind right now must be, why? Well, there are two reasons. The first one should be obvious to you. We both know how well paid that position we're both competing for at work is. We both know how it'll easily make the one who gets it a millionaire in a couple of years, allowing for an early, easy retirement. We also both know that only one of us two can get it. And since you've disappeared now, well, guess who that will be? Once they check your computer, they'll find a diary on there, in which you write about your secret desire to leave your life behind and transform yourself into a sissy. And that's how it will be put ad acta. The second reason, prick, is one you and your straw brain would not be able to guess. The way you always hit on me at the office. The comments you made about my outfits. The way you treated me and the other women. Always with that top-down, condescending attitude. It all made it abundantly clear how you view us. That's also why you were so certain that you would be the one to get the promotion. You view women as nothing but submissive objects, sluts who only exist for the sake of your pleasure. And you know what, you squirming little fuckwit? You're right. Not in regard to strong, powerful, intelligent women like me, of course, but in regard to yourself. Because that's exactly what you're going to become. A feminine object who exists for no reason other than to be silent and suck cock like a good little slut. An obedient sissy. And something about all this seemed just so satisfying to me. Poetic, almost. Oh, sweetheart. You should have understood by now that your words won't make it past that gag. I'd say save yourself the energy, you ninny. But then again, I do find your reaction pretty funny. So, now that we've cleared up exactly why you're here, let's talk about the future, shall we? The process of turning you into a sissy will consist of two components, the physical and the mental. The former has already begun. While you were knocked out, I gave you your first dose of hormones. Many, many more will follow. I already hinted at some additional changes we could make. But what excites me more than anything else is your cock. Yes, your cock. Well, that came out wrong. Your cock does not interest me in the way you'd like, and it never will. It's not the smallest I've seen, I'll admit that. But that will change. The hormones you'll be getting are specifically chosen to reduce your dick size as quickly and severely as possible. Prick. I have a whole bunch of those pink chastity cages ready. Each one a little smaller than the last. Making sure your increasingly tiny dick, or shall we say, dicklet? Cocklet! Yes! Your cocklet will always be in the tightest prison possible. Once it reaches the smallest possible size, it will be locked into the final cage, which will be sealed permanently with superglue. Oh, yes. You will most definitely never, ever come again. And fucking a woman will be nothing but a distant dream to you. Your pre-cum, however, will be mixed into your diet. Hope you'll enjoy it, slut. Oh, there'll be a lot more to your physical transformation, but we'll figure that out as we go along. I'm sure it will be exciting for both of us. And there's something else that's very, oh so very exciting. I'm just giddy at the thought of breaking it to you. You must be wondering how I can get my hands on all the medical tools and how possible surgeries might be carried out. Well, you see, there's this friend of mine who's a doctor. You've met her before. Is it dawning on you now, Nitwit? Light bulb flickering. Bingo! I'm talking about your ex. Such a coincidence she and I became friends. We met at the local spa and health club. Oh, I'll be spending so much time there once I'm retired. Anyways, it took a while for us to realise we both know you. She did once mention that she had this asshole ex-boyfriend she'd rather not talk about. And then one day I talked about the obnoxious jerk trying to get into my pants at work. And eventually it clicked. Let's just say she was very much on board with the whole sissy idea when I suggested it to her. She's promised to help and assist me throughout all of this. Isn't it great to know you're in the hands of a professional? Currently she's at work, but she said she couldn't wait to see you. Something she certainly never thought she'd say again. Now, on to the other part of your transformation. The mental part. Of course, the physical torments we will inflict on you. Torturing your balls, your nipples, whatever else might come to mind. They will take their toll. But we don't just want to break you. We want to turn you into a sissy. And that requires very specific conditioning. Let me lower this. There we go. A screen right in front of your fixated face. Your mean little eyes will be clamped open and kept moist via a contraption around your head, so you'll have no choice but to watch whatever is on there. These headphones right here will provide the sound. You'll be doing a lot of watching and listening going forward. Sissy hypnosis. Specifically chosen types of porn, stories, audios and videos designed to subliminally influence you. And oh dear, oh fuckwit, oh will you learn a lot. You will learn that you are no longer a man. You will learn to feel feminine, submissive and slutty. You will learn that you will never fuck a woman ever again. You will learn that sucking cock is the only type of sexual activity you will ever engage in again. You will learn to crave sucking said cocks. You will learn so, so much. Then, of course, we'll also dress you up in all kinds of nice girly outfits. Frilly dresses, short skirts, you know the deal. How beautiful, slutty sissy. And don't expect to ever take a step again without wearing daringly high heels. I know you'll try to fight all this. At the moment, you're probably thinking about how you're going to resist. Never give in. Never let me win. Oh, honey. I'm not under the delusion that your transformation will be quick. In fact, prick, I'm certain it will take years. But eventually you will become what I choose for you to become. Eventually you will be conditioned, brainwashed, and transformed. Eventually you will be grateful to serve as a maid in my mansion. Oh, money won't be an issue, considering the new position at work I'll soon be getting. I thought about installing a camera in my bedroom. Perhaps a microphone as well. That way I could force you to watch the hot, passionate, wild sex I sometimes have in there with men. They will be getting everything you could ever dream of while you're down here. Chased, frustrated, and slowly but surely turning into a submissive, cock-hungry, sissy slut. How long until you no longer just be jealous of them since they get to fuck me, but jealous of me as I take their cocks in my mouth? Never, you're probably thinking to yourself. I'll never suck a cock. How do you think you'll get to eat from now on? Only via a cock feeder that has to be sucked in order to release its nutrients into your mouth. That would just be amazing practice, sweetheart. A cheating fuckwit like you knows the difference between a good cocksucker and an average one, right? Oh, having a bit of a tantrum. The first of many, I presume. And none of them will change a single thing about your fate. Trust me. This is just the beginning, prick. There's a lot I haven't even revealed to you. But I had to save some of it for your ex. She's already so excited to be telling you herself. I have a meeting with her soon where we'll discuss some of the specifics. In the meantime, I'm just going to pop these headphones on so you can start getting a taste of your conditioning. Let's see. This one is called Sissy's First Hypnosis. Sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Welcome to your new life, Sissy.
Inhale. 1, 2, 3. Exhale, 4, 5, 6. Just like last time for me, baby girl. Inhale, 1, 2, 3. And exhale, 4, 5, 6. Feel your boy's self recede. He doesn't need to be out anymore. This is girl time between me and my pretty sissy. Inhale, 1, 2, 3. And exhale, 4, 5, 6. We are going to be working on some simple renaming today. A way to make your physical body represent what a filthy girl you are inside. It's something you should enjoy greatly. I know I will. Inhale, 1, 2, 3. Exhale, 4, 5, 6. All you need to do, my pretty...